Hello, my name is Leah Harris, and today we are doing Rock Voices Oral History Project. Today is March 28th at 10 a.m., and we are in the Sliprock University Archives. And today I'm here with Paul Lucan. So hello.
Hi, Leah.
It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So let's start with just telling me a little bit about yourself. So your name, date of birth, where you're originally from, and where did you receive your education from?
Okay, well, my name's Paul Lucan. Middle name's Arthur, after my dad. I'm originally from Marshall, Illinois, which is east central Illinois. If you're familiar with Terre Haute, Indiana State University, it's right across from there on the Illinois side. I grew up there in a small town, two brothers, two sisters. I was a multi-sport athlete in high school, basketball and football. Had a successful basketball career in high school. Worked construction jobs in the summertime, mowed yards as I was growing up, all that kind of stuff for college. I went to Earlham College in Richmond, Indiana. Small private Division III school, and played basketball and played some golf on the golf team. From there, I went and worked for a year for Golden Rule Insurance Company, and then I went on and got my master's degree at St. Thomas University, Miami, Florida, in sports administration. Was fortunate to get an internship at Eastern Illinois University, which turned into a job, was there 8.5 years as golf coach, assistant athletic director, marketing, promotions, fundraising, about everything in athletics. I really loved it there. It was close to home. And then in 1994, I applied and was offered a position as athletic director at SRU, and moved my family out here. Not knowing anyone, I had been here before, other than the interview, and put down some roots, and 26 and a half years later, I was still athletic director, and then I retired in 2021, and still live in the community. Been very fortunate. My first wife unfortunately passed away from cancer in 2010. But the community was very, very supportive of me for then. And then at the time, my daughter was still at home with me. And my son, Adam, was a pharmacist. He had just graduated from LECOM recently. And then we got through that. And another special lady showed up in my life, thank goodness, and got remarried. And now we have four adult children and six grandchildren and some wonderful, wonderful folks in our family. So,
oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
So was it a big change moving from your home state to Pennsylvania?
It was somewhat. I mean, I was in that area in Illinois for a long, long time, and I was familiar. It was my comfort zone, and so coming here was an adjustment. But, I mean, I grew up in a small town. We didn't have a university in it, though. So I'm used to small town rural life, and that's one of the attractions to Slippery Rock for me. And then just, I mean, there's Midwestern roots here in the area, in Western PA, and I really enjoyed that, and it's been a good place.
All right. So you said you played basketball and you were on the golf team for your undergraduate. Are those your favorite sports to play and watch?
Well, my favorite sport to watch is probably football. It's just the excitement of the game and those kind of things that I like. I mean, I like watching baseball, too. And right now, I play golf. Not well, but I love it. And I don't play it so much for the sport as I do for the interaction with people. That's always been very important to me, as relationships and spending time with people. And I just like, I like that interaction. And being on a golf course is a great way to do it, being outside. So,
yeah. And then have you ever coached any sports, or did you move straight to athletic director?
Well, I coached when I was in college, and I coached softball in the summertime, women's softball, and coached Little League baseball. And then when I went to Eastern Illinois, the golf coach had just left. And so when I came as an intern, they were like, can you coach the golf team? And I'm like, well, I can recruit and drive the van for sure. So I became a golf coach, and I really enjoyed it, and getting to know those young men and working with them and enjoy and really learned a lot about student athletes after being one and then being a student athlete Division I level, and then just getting to know them as people, and it was, that was a lot of fun. So
All right, that's cool. So let's go to your career at Slippery Rock. So when you were hired here, so when were you hired and what positions have you held? So like the department title.
Well, I was hired in 1994, in the summer of 1994, started in August, early August. Was hired as director of athletics, and that's the job I stayed in the entire time I was here. So, like I said earlier, it was thought it was time for me to take a step in my career, and I was very fortunate to get this position at a relatively young age. I was only 33 years old at the time I took the job, so it was definitely a hard transition. I have to say that two things: being away from home and that comfort zone I had back in Illinois, and family, being away from family, and then two was just stepping into an athletic program that was solid but needed I'm going to say modernization, mm-hmm. upgrades, and so that was a challenge.
Yeah. So walk us through what an average day would look like for you as athletic director, especially since you said you needed to work on like modernizing the program.
Well, I mean, when I first got here, there wasn't even a computer on the athletic director's desk. So we got that all figured and straightened out. And that was one of the things we modernized athletics, is that all the coaches got computers. Well, at the time, not all of them had them. And so we really pushed hard and got that. And then facilities really, really needed attention. And then also academic support for athletics and student athletes. Recruiting needed attention. Fundraising needed a lot of attention for scholarships. And then the renovation of almost every athletic facility that we had. When I came here, Bob Ebersole was the president. Outstanding guy. Loved working for him. Dr. Ann Griffiths was the dean. At the time, I actually reported to her when I started here first. People like Bob Watson, those kind of folks, I mean, just really helped me get settled in. Bob DiSpirito was a great mentor to me, and I always thank him for that. And then our coaches, especially those that have been here a long time. I mean, Coach Mahalik, you know, he had a lot of history. I learned a lot from him in a hurry. Those are the things. And then just, you know, kind of getting the feel and trying to set the athletic department up for success. Like I inherited an NCAA violation for basketball, which I think in a way it was maybe a blessing, because we were able to modernize the compliance portion and able to bring on the assistant athletic director for compliance, mm-hmm. and strategize there, and then brought on faculty support. Phil Kennedy was our first faculty athletic rep. He was a huge instrumental guy for me. Still friends with him today. We just really needed to get things. We started a university athletic council or committee, whatever you want to know, was made up of people throughout campus. That group still exists today to help steer the athletic program and oversee us and help us be all well connected within the university. So, and then I kind of progressed up through, reported to the dean, and I went to student affairs, student life, report to vice president, and then eventually I reported to the president. I worked for six different presidents and was able to get along with all of them. Everyone was different, but I was able to work well with all of them and try to meet the goals they had for the university.
That's great. The relationships that you're talking about, it seems like they were a really important part of the job. And that's really cool to kind of see like how they influenced the athletic department in such a good way.
They really were. And when I came, it was an interesting time because we had a brand new admissions director, Duncan Sargent. We had a brand new director of financial aid, Mary Miller. We came in together, same time. And those were two key proponents for recruiting with financial aid and admissions. There was a genuine interest in moving the athletic program forward and being more competitive. And increasing the scholarship support. When I started at the Rock, we awarded a little over $300,000 in athletic scholarships. When I left, we were at $1.2 million. So we made some really nice advances over time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, it was the hard work, not just me. I mean, the coaches, the student athletes, the administration, the support from the presidents and the vice presidents, the great work with some great foundation people. It was a team effort, and something that we did. We left this place in a pretty nice place, so it was good.
And what was your favorite part about being athletic director?
Working those relationships that we talked about, the day-to-day, working with the coaches and the staff and the student athletes. It was, I miss that as being retired, although one of the nice things I was blessed with is they made me an athletic director emeritus, so, which basically gives you a parking spot and and you get to keep your email address, which keeps me, you know, connected to the university. And then also I still come and I watch a lot of a lot of sports. Like today, I'm going to go watch baseball this afternoon. And I mean, and just be involved in all those things, you know, and be at the games and then help out when I can. I've helped and volunteered and worked at some of the athletic events wherever they needed me, whether it be, you know, taking tickets at the door or running the scoreboard or public address announcer, whatever. I mean, I'm happy to do all that. So.
Oh, that's nice. So what buildings did you work in while you were here?
Well, my office was in the field house, which we did a lot of major upgrades there. Then the football stadium, Mahalik Thompson Stadium, when I came, it was Thompson Stadium. We did lots and lots of updates there with lights and turf and new weight room and new locker rooms. All the outdoor athletic facilities were in my under my watch. We built Jack Critchfield Park, beautiful baseball facility, which was the baseball field when I got here was behind the president's house. It was a nice little field, but it was hidden. Excuse me. The softball complex when I got here, there was just a backstop. There was no fencing, no dugouts, nothing. So we completely rebuilt that. We added new locker rooms and a office complex for that. We renovated all the locker rooms. We renovated Morrill Fieldhouse. It's due for another renovation because that was back in 2000, so 25 years ago. We built the field hockey lacrosse complex. We upgraded the soccer facilities, the tennis courts, all that kind of stuff. Everything was at a point where we had a lot of deferred maintenance that had not been done and we needed to do, and so it just kind of chipped away at all of it, and I enjoyed that. I really did. I mean, I have a little bit of a construction background and working with contractors in the summertime, and I really enjoyed doing that. So, and yeah, making things nicer for our coaches and student athletes. So,
yeah, you got a lot of work done. That's a very large list. So that's really impressive.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. So
which one are you the proudest of? Of all, like, the renovations.
Probably Jack Critchfield Park was, because it's just a gem sitting there, and nobody else has that in our conference, and not many have it in Division II. So, but the renovations to the stadium, and also transforming Morrill Fieldhouse into a much more usable facility with more bleachers, more seating, new floor, new lights. You know, at the time when we did all that in 2000, we put a new scoreboard in. Now they just put another new scoreboard in, which is great. I mean, continuing those upgrades. So, but probably Jack Critchfield Park is just the one that really stands out, because it's just something that is just really unique for a place like Slippery Rock. So. Mm-hmm.
All right. And so going a little beyond athletics, what was it like at the university as a whole when you first arrived here, and what changes have you witnessed?
Well, it was a collegial place, although at the time the enrollment was going the wrong direction. I think we were around 6,000 students and we weren't really moving in the right direction from that point of view. So obviously the university's made great advancements there. I think a lot of it started when Bob Smith came as provost and then president. He always went around and said, if we keep doing what we're doing, we shouldn't expect more than what we currently get. So, you know, people bought in and the whole campus bought in, which was awesome in terms of we got to increase enrollment. We've got to do some major things academically to make our programs more more marketable and more appealing to the students. And then the transformation of the buildings, you know, the new science technology building, I mean, obviously, all the new resident halls, that was really cool to watch. And it's how we tore down the old and replaced with new. And then all the academic buildings a lot of them have gotten attention. This library has transformed into something that's really kind of cool. And then and the athletic facilities too. So I saw all that and loved it all. I mean, I got the chance to be involved with a lot of strategic planning and capital campaigns and for fundraising and then setting up for the future of the Rock and looking at master plans and how things should work and how, you know, and putting the walkway through the middle of campus, which used to be a road, and making all those changes, which really helped transform the Rock into being what it is today.
So besides just your regular job, were there any committees, either campus or community, that you were part of?
Well, I was on the master planning committees, strategic planning committees, a lot of those. I was on a lot of searches, not only for coaches and administrators in athletics, but also across campus. I tried to be involved as much as I could. I mean, I think one of the more enjoyable parts of my job is working with the folks across campus and establishing those relationships. When Bill Berry came as president, he said, "Paul, they want the athletic director maybe not to report to the president anymore, and where do you think you should report?" And I said, "It doesn't matter for me because I've been here so long, and I really know where to go to get the answers to all the questions. I know the folks in facilities, from the carpenters all the way up to the directors. I know the financial aid folks. I know the admissions folks. I know where to go to get answers. So for me, it doesn't matter. But let's think about the next person coming in, because I was getting closer to retirement." And so we decided, at the time, vice president for student affairs. Now that's transformed back to the president again, which I enjoyed that with Dr. Norton. She was awesome to work with, Cheryl Norton. All the presidents were really cool to work with. But I think that was the key. Yeah, I think that's the key.
All right. So going back to sports, let's talk a little about the mascots, because I read an article where you had a lot to kind of talk about for Rocky II and Rocky III. So let's start with Rocky II. How did you decide on him sitting behind you, and where did you get the mascot from?
Well, the mascot when I got here was kind of non-existent. I can actually see behind you the the older Rocky I, I guess he was, but he wasn't on that mascot suit wasn't on campus when I was here. The student whose mother designed that costume took it home with him. So, I mean, when I got here, I'm like, "Where's our mascot?" And they're like, "Well, we don't really have one." I didn't care for the look, to be honest with you. And Dr. Warren Smith and I decided that maybe we need an update. So we formed a committee, actually, and we had alumni involved, student athletes, campus leaders, and we were nailing in on a mascot. We actually had already started to design one, and then the vice president at the time, Sharon Johnson, left, and then Dr. Watson came on board as vice president for student life, and he changed the focus of the committee and said, "You know, we have, at that time, we were really hard on Rock. We were really pushing Rock Pride, which we still have Rock Pride." So it's like, you know, we got those two lions in front of the Stoner Complex. We called it East West Gym back then. Maybe we could use that type of imagery for Rocky. And then we wanted to kind of, and then all of a sudden it kind of got done in a hurry, and we bought this Rocky behind me off the shelf, it's a great symbol, but it was, a lot of people didn't like it, from especially the older alumni didn't like it, and I get it. So let's transform into Rocky III, mm-hmm. Which I had a big part in that. President Bob Smith at the Times came to me, and he had saw, we went to Bloomsburg for a football playoff game, or PSAC playoff game, and saw their very nice Husky mascot and said, "Hey, Paul, how about let's look at designing a new mascot? I'll actually help fund it." I'm like, "That's cool." He goes, "But it has to be some sort of a lion type figure." And I said, "Okay." So at the time, George McDowell was my assistant, and he contacted a mascot company, and we started building one, and they brought me in a picture of a very cool looking lion in all traditional lion colors. And I said, "Hey, George, tell them that I want gray and white fur, green mane, green tail." He goes, "What?" I said, "That's what I want to see." Okay, so they brought it back, and I saw it. I'm like, That's it. That's going to be Rocky. And so, I mean, anybody that sees this interview that doesn't like the current Rocky, okay, I'm the guy that made the decision on the colors. And then we introduced him and unveiled him at a basketball game. It was a lot of fun. And he's really taken off. I mean, we had a company that provided some that current mascot logo, Rocky logo, although it's not the official logo of athletics, I don't think, in my the block S is what's most important to me. But this guy got it's a pretty popular logo, and it plays well with the student body, and the mascot's well received by most, and especially younger folks and students. So, and that's a great marketing tool. So.
Mm-hmm. So how important are the mascots to the sport and campus culture at SRU?
I just think, you know, the culture of spirit and team camaraderie and the student body support and athletic teams and support one another. And just to have some fun, you know, mm-hmm. It's just, I mean, Rocky walks in a room, you got to smile. I mean, because, and we've had some great mascot students that have been mascots. I was very blessed to have, you know, some folks that were in that suit for 3 to 4 years at a time. I mean, we have one currently, Brandon Burns works on campus. He gives a scholarship for Rocky, which is awesome. I mean, so, and there aren't too many Division II schools where the mascot gets a scholarship. Mm-hmm. So that means they got to do a good job. And we were very fortunate. I mean, there's some people that, like right now, the mascot that's at the Altoona Curve, he was a mascot here. I mean, that's what he loves doing. And then, you know, we've had some great ones. And I never worried about them because they always were very well behaved and they knew what to do. And mm-hmm. they enjoyed it. So, and Rocky's goes now down into Pittsburgh and shows up at events and things like that when there's other mascots showing up. And that's cool. That's always cool. So.
All right, so we'll talk a little bit about sports achievements later on, but okay. You were inducted into the Hall of Fame. How was that?
Oh, it's an honor. It was a great honor. I mean, when I came to the Rock, we did the Hall of Fame in the spring at a hotel in April in Cranberry, and where I was at before Eastern Illinois, we had it associated in the fall around a football game, so I brought that concept here. Once we got lights, we could play a night game so we could have the Hall of Fame banquet in the afternoon. And that was a really neat, it's a neat thing. And I just, over my time here, saw all the people we inducted were so honored to be in it and appreciative, and I feel the same. It's one of the highlights of my career, so.
That's great. So who were the leaders whenever you first came to campus? You mentioned a long list of them, but what were your impressions of all of them?
Great, solid people. Cared a lot about the university. And wanted to see it continue to move forward and excel. I think the key to SRU's success has been its leadership. I really do. I think when you compare Slippery Rock University and its success it's had over the last couple of decades, it's actually 3 or 4 decades, it's all been based on because of good leadership. Mm-hmm. So, and people working towards a common goal, which is always important. So. I mean, there are silos at every university you go to, but here, the faculty and staff work together, where at other places they don't always do that. So, and I think that's important.
So, who has been an inspiration or influence for you during your time here?
Oh, lots of folks. I mentioned some of them earlier. I mean, obviously Dr. Watson, Bob Watson, Bob Smith, great influences to me. Some faculty members, Phil Kennedy, as I mentioned, colleagues that I had with a lot of people. I mean, all the coaches have been, been influential to me. A lot of my hired, but still just getting to know them as people. And then the great student athletes that have gone before me, went through the program when I was there. I mean, and then some great alums we had, super support. Some of them we've lost, you know, because of just, you know, they passed on from this world. But those are all people that have been very influential in helping me and my family succeed here, so.
Were there any student athletes that really stood out and inspired you while you were athletic director here?
Hundreds. I just, you know, the number of championships we won, the number of student athletes that were all region, all conference, all Americans. The numbers when I looked at in my career, John Holtz, sports information director, did a great job putting together my accomplishments of lists, and I was just like, wow. That's pretty cool. But it's all stuff they did. I mean, I was the guy on the top in charge, kind of, and but I mean, they did the work. And then all the coaches of the years that we've had, and all those successes, yeah. I couldn't pick out one in particular student. There's just been so many great student athletes here, and I've gotten to know and still stay in touch with a lot of them. And the nicest thing I got when I retired, one of the nicest things I got a lot of nice things when I retired. One was, by the way, a helicopter lesson, which was really cool. I wish I'd, you know. I'm not going to become a helicopter pilot, but that was fun. But I got a really nice letter from a student athlete that was a member of the Student Athletic Advisory Council, SAC. And she just talked, in her letter, she told me how much she appreciated the family atmosphere that I had created at the Rock. And I always preach that, family first. If you have a family emergency, you got to go. Family always comes first, you know. And Coach Mihalik always said, you know, he said, told his football guys that, you know, you represent your school, your family, and yourself. And those are important things. And to me, family was always number one, and it still is. So.
That's cool. The care you have for the students really stands out, and it's just really cool to, like, see it and kind of see how it's influenced the university. So it's really great to see.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
So what are some lessons you've learned throughout your career?
Oh, let's see, patience, don't sweat the little things, teamwork's very important, I'm not an I guy, it's always we, and you know, the thing I think I learned here, and I learned throughout my career, is things always have a way of working out. Had an office assistant manager, she always said, you always say it's always going to work out, even when it looks like it, maybe it won't. And she goes, you know, it kind of does, doesn't it? I said, yeah, it does. You know, I had some struggles here, obviously, from different times. Most biggest struggle was losing my wife to cancer and watching her fight that. And you just learn what's important when you go through something like that. You know, we downsized the athletic program. We right-sized it in 2006, and we eliminated a lot of sports. And that was hard. That was tough, one of the toughest days here as in part of my job. But standing before judges and lawyers and getting drilled and grilled, and at the time Bob Smith said, how are you not letting this influence you? And I said, I just look at what's going on in my life, and this is just part of the job. Mm-hmm. And it's important to me, don't get me wrong, very important. It's a big part of my life, but it's not the most important thing. So
were there any major events that you're here for, like academic, cultural, or like national events?
Well, 9/11 was here, unfortunately, when I was here, and that was a tragic day, and that was a great time of sadness. At the end of my career, COVID, that was another interesting, tragic time for the country and tough to deal with. Mm-hmm. When we had to just shut down the university, and at spring break, no one came back. Teams were coming back from spring break and went home, and it was difficult, but we got through it. What else did I wrote some stuff down here, but I just see what. One of the events that I liked was that we won the Dixon Cup for the first time, which was in 2007-2008 season, which Sliprock had never won. That's the all-sports trophy for the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference. So that was a pretty cool thing that happened here. There's been lots of things. I mean, being here 26 and a half years, there's a lot of things that happen. So, I mean, the ups and downs. I think one of the major things that I've seen culturally in this town is the growth of the community and the number of new students, the size of student body, the growth of the apartment complexes all around campus that are huge, downtown renovation, all that stuff. I mean, those are all things that I got to witness, and they've all made this place a better place to be. Mm-hmm. So, those are the things that are, I think, to me, that stand out the most. So
a big event on campus that I'd like to know more about was the APSCUF strike. So you were there during that. How did it affect your job and just like the university as a whole?
Well, I was one of the few faculty members that crossed the picket line, which didn't sit well with my fellow ABSCUP members. I'm a member of ABSCUP, and now I'm a member of ABSCUR, so I support that. I kind of understand why they went on strike, but I didn't think it was the right thing to do for the students. I also knew that we were going to continue athletics, and I knew our coaches weren't going on strike, and our student athletes, and they needed leadership at the time. So for me, it was keep going, business as usual, but I mean, obviously, just trying to be respectful of everybody. I mean, I don't look poorly on anyone that walked the picket lines, and that was fine. And I would say, though, at the time, the leader of ABSCUP local on campus, he did a phenomenal job, and he was supportive of me. He understood where I was coming from. And a lot of the things that the faculty went on strike for weren't really part of what I do. I mean, I was a full-release faculty member as an athletic director, more of a manager than a faculty member. But it was cool to be a faculty member, and I was tenured. I mean, I appreciate that. And the union contract had some pluses and minuses for me. We got through it, and it happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad it didn't prolong. Mm-hmm. And I hope it never happens again.
Yeah.
Especially for the students, because to me, that was what was most important. Is how the students were handled when they were here and when the strike was going on and all that kind of stuff. So it worked out okay here on this campus. So,
all right. So now we can jump to a little bit of a cheerier topic.
Sure.
Let's talk about the numerous championships that have been won during your time at SRU. So do you remember the first one and which one felt like the best to win?
Oh, the first one. I'm not sure I can remember the first one. I know the first. I know the only national championship we won as a team when I was here was with water polo, and they weren't actually NCAA. It was Collegiate Water Polo Association. They were just moving into NCAA. That was cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think baseball championships going to the College World Series. We did that twice early on in my career here. That was really neat to see. And I enjoyed that. Phenomenal track and field teams here, and there still are. And they've won so many championships and done so well and have national champions in various individual sports. Obviously getting football going in the right direction and making the football playoffs and then getting to those two semifinal games, really close to. And then this year, gosh, they were really, really close to getting to the national championship game. Those all stand out. Women's basketball going to the Elite Eight was really a neat experience. It was really neat. I enjoyed that a lot. And was very proud of the team. And so, I've experienced a lot of championships. So, mm-hmm. I mean, those are some of the highlights, I would think. But I'm missing some, I know that. But we hosted the fall sports, Division II fall sports regional and in Pittsburgh, and that was a neat thing to do. It was a lot of good work from our folks that helped put that on. We didn't have any teams competing in it, but still we were the hosts. So, and that was big time. Mm-hmm. That was big time. So, but yeah, those are all the different things. I always enjoyed traveling with some of the teams and going to see other places and then trying to pick up and say, hey, we could maybe do that at the Rock or do something better. Or maybe we are already better than they are, you know. So there weren't too many places in Division II that I went that I didn't feel like this is a lot better than what we have. Because we were currently working on making everything here better. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things. So
yeah. So you have recently retired. Congratulations on your retirement. And how have you been spending your retirement? And what are some ways you've stayed involved in the SRU community?
Well, I've got 6 grandchildren. That's keeping me busy. We just picked up 3 new grandchildren, all new babies this summer, the past summer. So that's been fun. And they're all close, Butler, Mars area. I became a member of the Silky Rock Borough Council. So I've been active with that. And actually just submitted a petition to run for a second term. I didn't actually run for the first term. I actually got appointed from a term that came open. But really enjoyed that, working with the community on that. Butler County Tourism Convention Bureau, I've been actively with that, and still am. I was treasurer there many years ago for 6 years, and now I'm the vice chair of the foundation for that, and enjoy that. I'm happy. I'm very involved with Knights of Columbus at my church. Right now we're in the middle of fish fry season. There's one tonight, so I do that. And then just trying to be as supportive as I can with things going on at the university, things going on in the community, being visible. I've helped, my wife teaches at the high school. I've helped over there, the athletic director over there, taking tickets, doing things when they are in a bind, help them out. So worked a lot on the softball field over there at the high school up until this year. My wife retired as the coach over there. She's still teaching, but she gave up the coaching. So I helped get that field, and we actually put a turf batting cage in up there, and I put the turf in myself and learned how to do that. So, I'm busy. And then I like to golf, and then I didn't have time when I was working to hunt and fish, so I've been taking some of that up a little bit too. So it's fun.
All right. So are you excited to see the future of SRU sports?
Very. Yeah. Obviously, they're getting ready to dedicate the softball facility with new turf and lights and stuff. That's cool. I think, the university enrollment's good, strong. Upcoming renovations are planned across campus, which is really neat. Academic programs, we continue to excel there, adding new ones. Engineering's kind of neat now, and all those, and all the healthcare programs that we have. So, yeah, and the university and the community are trying to work closely together to continue to grow. I think Dr. Riley, Karen Riley, is doing a great job with her involvement in the university and the community. And I am. I'm very, very excited about it. So
that's great to hear. Do you have any words of advice for current and future student athletes?
This is a place to be. Except for Rock's a place to come. If you want to come and have a good athletic experience and compete on the regional national level, if you want to have a good academic experience, this is a place to be. When I came to Slip Rock in 1994, the grade point average for the whole athletic department was 2.614. I'm reading it here on my cheat sheet. When I left in 2021, the grade point average for the athletic department student athletes was 3.532. That is the thing I'm most proud of in terms of during my time at the Rock, is improving the academic performance of our student athletes. I knew we wanted to be good at athletically and competitive, but I also knew that we wanted to be outstanding in the classroom. And that to me is very, very important. And so that's the kind of place this is. As a student here, it's a really good atmosphere. You can be a number here or you could be known here. It's however you want to do it, and it's a really neat size. So, and the community's nice and safe and supportive for the most part. So.
Mm-hmm. And then our last question, do you have any words of wisdom for the broader Rock community members? And also, how would you like to be remembered?
For the broader Slippery Rock community, just keep pushing forward and continue to grow and make things and improve upon what you have. Don't get static. Don't settle for what we got. Let's just continue to keep growing and get better. That's what's kept us going and made us better. I would like to be remembered for, obviously making a positive impact and a good family guy, a man that brought that to the athletic program and basically moved the athletic program into something that's very, very competitive nationally, regionally, and the PSAC, and one that we're all proud of. Want to keep it going, mm-hmm. and we want people to come here and have a good experience.
All right. So, is there anything you'd like to add, or anything that we missed that you'd like to talk about?
Let me see. Looks like we got most of it. So, yeah.
All right. Well,
you did a great job.
Thank you. It was so nice to get to know you. Thank you for coming today.